This is CliffCentral.com. Womandla on CliffCentral.com.
So I know I needed something to wake me up, but that song, remember? Ilale, ilale. Too long. Because I'm quite excited to get this day going and to get this show going. It is
Wednesday,
5 past 10. It's Womandla.
Woohoo!
And today is one of those proper like Womandla days. It's all about the power of being an awesome girl and being an awesome woman. So I got invited to MC at this gig this coming weekend. And it was very exciting for me because like MCing gigs is like...
You're so good at it.
Very
That's
exciting
why.
Experience. And then I saw the program and I was like, what? And it's like a 3-tier program. It's Kagiso Msimang, writer of very famous first book, The Goddess Bootcamp. Very famous second book, which is like, after you've awoken the goddess in you, it's awakening the mojo of the goddess. Goddess Mojo Bootcamp.
Wow. Sounds very sexy.
She is. I mean, she's so powerful. She knows how to bring that out.
And then, second tier, money. Money, 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 money.
The one thing that we all don't want to talk about.
Donna's on the line. Hello, Donna.
Oh, hi, Pumi. It is so fabulous to be on your show today.
And
doing
she's
a lot of Womandla with money.
I'm excited that you actually agreed to take to peel yourself away from your mini holiday and chat with us because she's in the bush. And she said, I'm taking the call anyway. And then she's talking money. And then
I am talking money.
Thirdly, third tier. And if you're not like mojoed out, if you're not moneyed out, it is. And I suppose one of the things that makes us women so spectacular is the soul connection.
Yeah.
And it's Angels with Shannon.
Thanks, Pumi.
Thanks for coming on, ladies. This is like a big thing. It's a big thing for a Saturday event. Why everything all together? Why not 1-1-1-1-1-1-1? Why are you just like psyching us up and taking us all the way through? Donna, do you want to take that one?
Sure. So, you know, Shannon and Kagiso and I have known each other for a number of years. We have fabulous colleagues. We're great friends. We're really big admirers of each other's work. And we all do things separately. We all do workshops separately and seminars separately, helping people in our own different ways. And it was really just an inspired, you know what? If we do this together, can you imagine the energy in the room? Three topics that are really taboo, three topics that are not really ever spoken about.
At least not by women.
Exactly, around a dining room table. So let's do sex, let's do money, let's do angels. And let's have the three of us in the room really coaching people, helping them and helping them to shift their lives and unlock their power. And when we chatted, the three of us together, we had such energy around it. We had such excitement and inspiration around it. It was just like a yes. Yes, we've got to do this.
So when I got the SMS saying, do you want to MC this gig? I was like, yes, immediately.
Yeah.
Because having spoken with all three of you separately, And I thought, I can't believe that you're doing this. And earlier, Shannon and I were just chatting. And I said to her, because this is the thing about Shannon, right? So you're reading the book.
I'm reading Kagiso's book right now. Yeah, I even have it in my handbag. And Donna, I'm talking about you and the changes in my life that have happened because of your money workshops. And, you know, we're just fans of each other. We love what we are doing. And so it's a multiplication effect.
And the beautiful thing about women is that women are naturally collaborative, mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. We are natural collaborators. We are natural supporters of each other's work. We are natural, like, and when we collaborate and we co-create together, the power just amplifies.
Is this first of a series?
Yeah, we're going to take it around the country. We're going to run this one and we're going to have a hell of a good time. And then we're going to take it around the country and perhaps to London. We each have international bases, so in different countries and in different, like Los Angeles and London and New York. And so we want to run it here and really rev it up and get it very popular and then take it overseas.
So before I get carried away, Shannon, give me the logistics. How does one book? How much does it cost? What time does it start? So it's this coming Saturday.
Saturday, the 1st of October. We've made it really accessible and affordable. So the price is 495 rands. You get 5 hours of three coaches. So it starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sharp. We start at 1, so you can come from
so
12.
Do not arrive at 1 and think you're going to like it's a welcome drink.
Get a seat. No. Yeah. We're starting at 1 and we're running until 6. And we've got a very tight agenda, which you, Pumi Mashiko, are going to, you know, legislate with our audience.
I'm going to hurt the cats.
You're going to be hurting the cattle.
She's going to be cracking
I'm going to be hurting
cracking the
cats.
Cracking the whip.
She will.
And I'm so excited.
I'm so excited because I'm going to learn. You know when you go to a workshop and the other people are talking and you kind of are on your phone? That is not what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be in the front row going, hey, I have a question. What are you, can you tell me more?
Shannon,
what's
going
on?
Is that what you normally do? You sit in the front with
your phone?
I kind
of do. Yeah. I am kind of the head girl. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you do seem like you get distracted.
So, Donna.
And so to book.
Yes.
If people want to come and they're listening to this, to book, they need to go onto quickit.co.za. Quickit.co.za. Very easy. You can book your tickets there. Tickets are selling out super fast.
Yeah.
You know, we've had some amazing interviews, Kahiso, Shannon, and I. We've had some amazing media, and literally, we're on like our last few tickets. So people need to book like today to make sure that they get their tickets. And exactly as Shannon says, we're starting at 1 sharp, and because we've got a nice big audience. If you want to get a great seat, get there by 12:30 so that you can make sure that you're settled, you've got a great seat in the house, and you're ready to go.
And I'm going to do 2 45-minute sets. And in my 45-minute sets, I'm going to be answering questions from people that are personal questions. So because I usually do that, I do, should I marry this guy? What's my calling? You know, should I quit my job? And da 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 da. So 2 45-minute sets, I'm hoping to give everybody who wants an answer, an answer. And yeah, and Belinda's raising her hand.
I need to raise my hand because I think I'd be first in line.
You
for
can
both
be.
Sets.
But it's a lot of work. And so I'm going to be like, okay, that's all I can give you. Let's move on to the next person. Let's move on to the next person. And then Donna, what are you going to be
doing? Donna, how's your session's going to be working?
Oh, so my session, we are really going to be unpacking why you have the stress and anxiety around money that you do.
And this was last week. We were talking about exactly that last week, about like the stress and anxiety of money.
Of course you were, because it was the end of the month.
It was like
now,
payday.
The beginning of the month. Now, because payday has happened, you're not so stressed and anxious anymore. But we're going to be looking at that patterning.
Is this something that everyone else has, like a fear of? Does everybody have this panic at the end of the month? I thought it was just me.
Oh, did you hear that? Belinda, who's also sitting in the room with us, Donna, she said, I thought it was just me. Isn't that one of your themes?
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. That's one of my themes, is that everyone, you know, Belinda, money is one of the least talked about topics in our society. You are more likely to speak to a very good friend about a one-night stand you had last night than you are ever to discuss how much money you earn, how much debt you're in, how much savings you've got, what you're invested in, etc. Wow. And so as a result of this, we're really going to be uncovering the topic of money and looking at, let's talk about it. Let's bring it out into the open. Let's look at our money baggage, because we are all carrying around a suitcase of money baggage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you were brought up in a poor family or a wealthy family. I have worked with thousands of people around their money and shifting their money relationships and shifting into financial security. And no matter where you come from, you've got money baggage, and it's making you do crazy things with money. And we're going to be shifting that on Saturday and really unlocking out of this taboo subject. Where is the power for you, and how can you shift out of this stress and anxiety into ease and confidence with your money?
Because I've done your course. I did your Money Magic course. And before
that's how we originally met.
Before I did your Money Magic course, not only was I broke, okay, so I was broke, but I was freaked out and scared, and I was too scared to open my bank account. I was too scared to open my bills. I was like, I can't look. And now it's been 2.5 years later, and the changes in my life because I did that course are, I bought my own home. I bought a new car. I'm paying my child's school fees a year in advance. Thank you very much. So I get the 5% discount. Yes, that 5% discount.
Boom.
But actually, Donna, it's the lack of fear in my life, that it's the serenity that is the greatest gift of all. And I thank you for that.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And I'm so blessed to be able to do this work. I'm so blessed that I've had now over 1,000 people go through my 9-week Money Magic program and have those kind of results that Shannon's talking about, going from being deeply in debt or living from paycheck to paycheck and then being able to pay their school, you know, their kids' school fees a year in advance.
Yeah, exactly. I can really testify. I can testify to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donna, just very quickly, I'm not going to keep you for too long away from your exciting holiday. I hope you don't.
Which she can afford, obviously. Look, she can afford to take holidays.
If that sounds like
one of the beautiful things that I also teach is that it's not about working hard for money. We are brought up in a society that trains us that if you want to be successful, you've got to work really, 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 really hard. Mm. And that's not what I teach. I teach that really you've got to shift your relationship with money so that you are in great relationship with money. And it's not all this hard work, stress, effort, that you can be on breaks and still be earning great money.
It's true.
She's so
foreign like, concept, isn't it?
It's like winding me. I'm like, I feel like somebody's punched me in the gut.
Oh,
right.
Well, it's a good thing you're going to be emceeing, Prumi. We've invited you to MC because we know that we're going to unlock your power.
Because
it's like you sitting in the room.
Yeah, she's pretty powerful.
It's amazing.
It'll blast us all into outer space.
which was one of the things, Donna, that when I was thinking about this is so intense. It's 5 hours of flirting from topic to topic. And these are topics that for a lot of girls, these are topics that are that have so much stuff linked to them, that the stuff that we're all holding on to very tightly.
That's right.
And I'm thinking, and then what? So you come in, you have the big powerful 5 hours, but what is your rest of the 5 hours? Is kind of like intro. Hey, Donna.
So yes and no.
Okay.
The 5 hours, and all of us do this, right? Shannon does this, Kahiso does this, I do this, and this is one of the reasons why we so wanted to work together. We are not just going to be standing up on a stage, giving you information and giving you an intense 5 hours and then like leaving you hanging. That's not what we're doing. We are absolutely committed to taking you through some exercises and giving you some tools that you can apply from the moment you leave. So Kahisa is going to be talking about sex and how to heal our sexuality, how to connect into our femininity. She's going to be talking about how to connect your creativity, self-worth, connection through sexuality. But she's not just going to be talking about that. She's going to give you tools that you can use. I'm not just going to be talking about money. I'm going to be giving you lots of exercises and tools. So they're highly interactive sessions, but you leave with tools that you can start applying. And as you start applying them, you'll start to see the shifts. That's the key for all of us.
So that makes me very happy to hear and kind of makes me feel like, girls, on Friday night, you're not going out.
Correct.
Have a sober movie night.
On Friday night, you're having a sober movie night. You're drinking lots of water. You're sleeping in late and then waking up and getting ready to bring your notebook to Hacklebrook.
Absolutely.
So the workshop is happening at Hacklebrook, right? Mm-hmm. Which is in Jan Smuts in the Joburg area. But don't worry, it's coming to your city. It's coming to your city. Just keep watching. Keep watching. Donna, just your social media handles, your email, your website, how people can get hold of you to know about future events too.
Absolutely. So very easy. It's fairygodmother.co.za is my website. All of the information is there. If they want more information about the events, also it's on there. And future events, everything. You can sign up for my newsletter. There are also lots of free ebooks and downloads and audios and different things, fairygodmother.co.za. All my social media is very simple, at Fairy Godmother on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm Fairy Godmother, and on Instagram, I am Flowing Fairy Godmother.
Flowing Fairy Godmother.
Yes. The Fairy Godmother who flows.
I absolutely love that. I remember how jealous I was when I spoke to you last year. That I'm like, how did this girl get fairy godmother as her like
as her Twitter handle?
As her Twitter handle. You were must have been a super early adopter.
2005.
Wow. That's
is that how long you've been doing this? Donna, yeah. Is that how long you've been doing this?
Yeah, 11
well, that's
years.
How long
I've
she's been
fairy
been on
godmothering
Twitter
for 11 years.
If a person is listening today and they're thinking, oh, I've got so many bills. Oh, I don't know if I can pay for this. Oh, what is the one thing they need to keep in their mind about making the decision to invest in themselves this coming Saturday?
Donna?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, okay. That's for you.
That one's for you. It's a money question.
The money question. The big money question. You know, always the finest investment is the investment that you make in yourself. That's it. Nothing is going to shift and change in your life unless you start to invest in yourself and your learning and your growing. And so this I see with money all the time. We have never been taught about money. We've never been taught about money. In our schools, we don't get taught about money. In our university careers, we don't get taught about money. In our company, our companies don't teach us about money.
Our companies definitely don't teach us about money.
They keep us in
exactly.
the dark about
and
it.
Exactly. And if your parents ever taught you about money, it was normally things like money doesn't grow on trees or money is the root of all evil, right? Mm. Those are the kind of things that parents taught us about money. Mm. And so the reason you've got money issues, you're not alone, is because you've never been taught how to use, deal, connect with money and how to really unlock that power. And the only way you're going to shift the pattern is to learn about it. And one of the greatest investments you can make is in your learning and growth.
Yeah, so, Donna, that's the one. Hits me in the stomach.
And 495 rand is so, so little. I mean, really.
You definitely can't buy a pair of shoes for 495 rand.
No,
or have
and
a good dinner.
If you come to one of Shannon's workshops or one of my workshops or one of Kahisa's workshops, you're going to pay more than that.
That's true.
We've made it super accessible, super affordable, so that people come, they get the value, and we can really create massive impact for women in Gauteng.
Oof. Very exciting. Thank you so much, Donna. Don't go away. But that is so Saturday, 1 to 6, right?
Correct.
1 to 6.
Yeah.
Money magic. Do you know? Do we have a breakdown of when what is happening?
Yet? It's called Sex, Money, and Angels.
Sex,
Money, and Angels. Absolutely.
It's on Quicket.
Book it on Quicket.
Book it on Quicket. Sex, Money, and Angels. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pumi.
Can't wait. I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
That's it. Girls on Fire and Perfect by Pink. My new favorite song, actually, that I only just discovered. Please don't tell me it's like 10 years old.
We're just going to keep that to ourselves.
Okay, great.
I can see why you like it.
Because it's a Womandla song. It's the ultimate kind of Womandla song.
Absolutely.
Right? Sure. So, Money Magic, Mojo Bootcamp, and I just saw on my Twitter, Kahiso saying, I wish I was there! Oh. I wish you were here, Kahiso. I wish
but
you were here.
But we're speaking of her so much, I'm sure her ears are burning because I'm so into her book. You know, I mean, I'm reading it out of respect, like, okay, my colleague wrote this book, so, you know, I hope it's good. And then I'm weeping rivers, like crying and crying and crying because it's all about accessing the inner feminine magnet. And if your magnet is broken, you attract nothing in your life.
Oh, crap.
And if your magnet is miscalibrated, you attract badness into your life. And I've been noticing, particularly in the men department, that I am not attracting what a healthy magnet
you
would attract.
You need to recalibrate.
I am recalibrating.
Oh, wow.
I have recalibrated? No, right. I am recalibrating.
Or maybe you just need to get a new magnet.
So the magnet is being, I'm having a magnet replacement operation. Dr. Kahiso Msimango is my doctor.
Oh, wow. So this is the thing about Kahiso. When I first met Kahiso, it was in a boardroom. She was like all And she worked funny at the time at a company called Kagiso Media, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. And she was all official.
And she was all official.
Right.
And then I met her like about 3 months later, purely, like coincidence, mm-hmm. at a launch, okay. at a book launch, oh, at right. her first book launch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And suddenly I'm having this conversation. I'm thinking, this girl ain't the same girl.
In your mind, what did you do? You went, I man.
She'd quit her job. She sat down, she wrote this thing. I'm like, Goddess Bootcamp. She's telling me about it. And I'm thinking, this is an amazing idea. So Goddess Bootcamp was all about just reigniting your like power as mm-hmm. a goddess, like mm-hmm. being amazing, being all of those things, and not just for us grown girls, mm-hmm. but also to teach the younger girls, because Kagiso's got a young daughter, to teach the younger girls how to be goddesses as they grow up, mm-hmm. which is perfect in yeah. the scheme of life right now.
And I wish I had learned that at an earlier stage.
Or somebody had taught you that.
Or somebody had spoken about some of these things. Mm-hmm. So then I see Mojo Bootcamp, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's Kagiso.
You know what's funny about how you're pointing out that she has different aspects to her personality is that one of the chapters that I was just reading about was the power of the feminine is it's okay to say I've changed my mind. I used to feel that way and now I feel this way. And it doesn't mean that we are liars. It means that we're bringing out another facet of our amazingness. Mm. And it's okay. And it's actually recommended because the masculine way is to be consistent. I have to. And the feminine way is to say, well, now what's going to happen? What can I attract? And how can I create that and nurture that and allow that to happen?
And what's changed? And what can I do with the change? And
what's
how
new?
Can I, yeah. yeah. Like it's, so I can't wait.
Yeah.
I actually am like super amped and incredibly excited.
Well, Pumi, you're the right person to MC this.
To hear all of those things because I think my magnet's broken.
Oh, don't borrow mine. I'm going to be in the front row for Kagiso also, huh?
Which like, is
with my eyes open. Don't interrupt. I just want to listen.
Yeah.
But then... Shannon and I have been friends for a very, 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 very long time.
2003? So, I mean, you know because of your history.
Very long time.
I'll guess 2004.
2004.
You know. Okay.
Five. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Anyway, very long time. And so Shannon, and this I think is a good opportunity to have this conversation with you, because I think what a lot of people don't know, because every time you're on media and you're everywhere and everyone knows Psychic Shannon, everybody like tunes into all the various radio stations. I actually know a particular person who knows your schedule and tunes into each station to hear be fascinated by the work that you do. But I think what a lot of people don't know is how you do what you do.
Like I'm a real person. I am. I'm not Google.
Mojo.
Yeah, really. You know, Google, like little kids will say about Google, is someone working at Google? And then they have to go look up, like, what do rhinoceroses eat?
Oh, wow.
You know, did you know? My son said that to me recently. He goes, you know the guy who works at Google who answers all the questions? So sometimes I feel like Google, you know, and I feel like people call in and they ask a question, should I marry this guy or what's my calling or what should I do for my job or should I quit my work or whatever? And I know the answer right away, but it's not me that knows the answer because you're actually guided and you yourself have an internal voice that comes from God. And my job is just to be the amplifier, just like you've got this amazing amplification equipment here in this radio studio. That's what I am. I'm just the plastic box. I'm not the radio wave itself.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think when you then say, I'm reading Mojo Bootcamp and
I'm suffering, I'm struggling.
I needed the money magic.
What
I
does this
to
do for your credibility?
I hope it makes me like I'm a real person who's on my own journey.
Yeah.
Because I am. And so I have my strengths and my weaknesses and I'm also evolving. And how do I evolve? You know, I listen to that still small voice within. But I don't get my own Google answers all the time because if I did, I wouldn't actually be alive. I would just be an angel.
And you'd have like the lotto numbers.
Well, I do. I won't tell you what they are, but it's 3-5-5.
You and I need to spend some more time together then, surely, Shannon.
But Shan, I think, you know, the kinds of questions that you're asking, and you also wrote a book.
Yes, I did.
It's and also did an audio book.
So Guided.
Guided.
Yeah. All I'm about selling the books at the event. And we're all three of us are selling our books at the event for a flat price of 200 Rand per book. So that's for cash. So if you're coming to our event, which I hope you are.
Please come to the event.
Bring a little extra money. You can get a book and we'll sign it for you.
Yay.
And even like kiss it with lipstick.
Is that for extra cash though?
It's for extra cash. 4.95 is the ticket and 200 Rand for each of our books.
The kissing of the book. Oh, the kissing. Is that for extra cash?
For you, Belinda, free.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd like that down written on paper.
No, I'll be there too.
There'll be a podcast. You put a podcast up of this show, don't
There'll
you?
There'll be a podcast in about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you say everybody's got an inner voice.
Yes.
And you're the amplifier.
I'm one of many millions of amplifiers in the world.
Mm-hmm. Which means that everybody can hook into this inner voice.
And in fact should.
How does one do that? I mean, we can't even look after our own money.
You. Oh, yeah, please don't. You know, like, I want to work myself out of a job. I don't want to be the person that people rely on.
The speaker.
A client that I had recently. So I've got this coaching group for high-level women. And we have a secret Facebook group. And they put up a question every day. And then I answer. That's 10,000 Rand a month. But I answer their question every day, Monday through Friday. I do a weekly call and then a monthly session, like a full session with each person. So it's a lot of contact and it's a lot of value and they're making great strides. So I was talking to a woman who wanted to be in that group, right? And she was talking to me, should I apply to be in your group? And her angels were telling her, you are not even listening to your own advice. So how are you going to get into this group? It's not going to do you any good. And they were giving her a little bit of a smack.
So are angels that kind of, well, you know,
I think my tone precise? Can be... Oh, yeah. Have you heard me on the radio?
Yes, or not? Yes, okay. Yes, so all the time.
They're incredibly detailed. So they're like, you should investigate that firm that's called Indoki that are growing crickets in the downtown, you know.
Josie CBD.
Aquaponics and la, la, la.
Yes.
So they talk about stuff that I have no idea about.
But so what must a person do?
Okay, thanks. That's a good question. So I do have a book that explains in a long way, but in a short way, we should look at which of your five senses has God gifted you with that is the strongest. So we all have five senses. Quiz, what are the five senses?
Diarrhea.
No, talking. Oh. I mean, like, touch.
Not verbal.
I thought that was a real thing.
No, oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that because that is a good symptom. But okay. What I'm talking about is I can see, I can hear, I can feel, I can taste, and I can smell. So those are the five senses. Remember. Yeah. So what is the one that is your best? Like, do you have a really strong sense of smell? Do you have a really good sense of hearing? Do you have a really good sense of taste? Are you very visual? And then work with that and ask, please give me yes or no answers based on my sense. Because your sixth sense is based on your five senses. Okay. Your sixth sense is the ability to see or predict the future or to hear my own messages. So let's say you have a great sense of smell. One molecule of smell, perfume or poo, you know, the worst. One molecule, your nose just lights up and you can say, oh my gosh, this milk is so bad. Like, I do not have a good sense of smell. And so when I taste the milk, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Is this off? Is this milk off? Bumi, can you taste this? What do you think? So, and you're like, oh, throw that away. That's 3 weeks old. So use that and ask, I'm about to go into a job interview. Should I answer that question or not? And then inhale and then get a smell in your nose and you smell sweat or shoes or something icky or you smell a flower or something from outside or a cool breeze. You can get yes, no answers immediately. In fact, I'm running a course, can I tell you about this, that uses muscle testing. Can you rub your hands together like they're cold? Okay, so we're rubbing. Can you hear us? We're rubbing our hands together.
It's
like
not
this.
That cold, but we're,
we're pretending.
And now they're right? Getting hot.
Okay, so what I want you to do is to allow your hands to stick together like there's glue in between them. Okay, now rub them again like they're loose, shoo, 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 shoo. And now pretend that there's paste or glue and they're stuck together, right? One of these is going to mean a yes, and one of these is going to mean a no. So you can say, dear God, I'm really willing to listen to your advice and your guidance. Please show me a yes. And see if your hands allow your hands to stick together. I know you can override this, you can overthink this, but if you're praying and you're asking for God's grace, allow there to be a yes or a no. The no is usually the slide, 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 and the yes is usually hands stuck together. And then you can ask yes or no questions about anything that's going on in your life, as long as you are in control of it. So can you ask, does he love me? No. Can you ask, will they give me a job? No, because that's not in your hands. Can you ask, should I apply for this job? Yeah, and then you get a yes or no.
Yeah.
Should I make that call? Should I follow up with that boy? You know, is that an interesting thing for me? Should I switch my child's school? Yeah. Should I ask, should I in 25 years move to Japan? No. Why? Why am I asking? That's a stupid question to ask. I could ask, should I learn?
Angels don't like stupid questions.
No, they don't. So should...
But if your angel is a stupid angel, surely.
No, angels are not stupid, Linda. Stupid questions. Angels are helpful.
Silly, just kind of lighthearted.
Fun.
And... Okay, there can be fun. Okay. And they do definitely have a sense of humor.
Awesome.
What I'm suggesting is that you use muscle testing to get yes-no answers about things that are immediate and in your own hands, so to speak. Mm. I'm giving this course. It starts in October. It's $10. It is in dollars, but it's only $10, which is, these days, 140 Rand.
Yeah, 150 Rand. Yeah.
It's 21 days of content. 21 days. I send you 21 emails, and it's about how to use muscle testing to get your answers every day.
And is that a skill that you kind of over time hone into?
Definitely.
And that is the 21-day session then where you will be able to kind of,
yeah,
by the end of, on day 22, you are doing these yes-no questions while you're driving.
Even, well,
you can't drive
don't
and do
drive.
Yes-no questions. Yeah. You need both hands.
It's like texting.
I'm just saying, maybe if you're at a roadblock, should I turn? Yes-no.
Well, actually, on day 18, they say, the course says how to do it in your mouth. So you can move your tongue back and forth in your mouth, and you can say, show me a yes, show me a no, and your tongue goes either up or down. So you could possibly do it when you're driving.
Shannon, shut up.
I'm serious.
Shut up.
It works. So if it works, it works. But what I'm saying is you have five senses. Touch is one of your senses. So this
not
is
the touch that's in the studio. No, not that guy.
This is a course that you can take, and it's on a platform called Daily Om. Om. O-M. Thank you, Belinda. I like your Om.
Not the A-U-M.
It's spelled O-M,
O-M.
On this platform.
I'm definitely going to be going into that course.
Only $10 is like pretty good.
$10.
Oh. Dollars.
US dollars.
But 140 rands, okay.
Correct.
And it's got a Om.
Can we all do an Om? Should we all do an Om? One, two, three.
Om.
It relaxes you to say the Om.
My Speaking Om is in Zulu.
What's your Om?
Om Zulu.
Om on the range.
Om.
Asuka.
Yeah,
speaking of being in control, which is what Saturday is all about, right? It's about being in control. It's about finding the control and being back in the center.
Allowing the flow, perhaps, more than being in control, because trying to force things doesn't work. But sex, money, and angels are three very powerful topics and sources of power that when you're in the flow of sex, you know, everything works. Mm. When you're in the flow of money, you can do what you need to do. Mm. When you're in the flow of your angels, you're getting guided all the time. So we're looking for flow here.
We're looking for flow. Yeah, what these things? What?
Looking just, for Florence.
Even flow. Just the little things, like a proper flow.
And Donna and teaches a course on flow as
one
well.
One of the things that if you're not in the flow is a real consequence of not being in the flow is burnout.
Bad luck and burnout, both. And they get worse and they multiply on top of each other. Bad luck plus burnout plus bad luck plus burnout.
And we were just chatting about how, I mean, on my Instagram this morning, I was third day in a row where I've had to have a Red Bull before 8 in the morning.
Did you have any breakfast, real food or no? No food.
Between the... Do you see my hair right now?
I do.
It needs to be combed.
I love you. Right? No matter what your hair looks like.
Isn't that the problem?
So the thing about combing hair is it needs
time.
Like it, but it also needs an ohm of its own, right? It needs a bit of like
focus.
That takes away my breakfast time.
Uh-huh.
Between like kids, school,
and
eating
dogs. You're on a diet as well?
And I'm on this silly diet, right?
What's it called, your diet?
It's portion control.
Okay. The portion control diet. Is it ingredients as well, where you avoid certain ingredients and you include certain ingredients?
Like all really good diets, you avoid all the good stuff that you do want to eat.
Like donuts.
Wine. Yeah. Like wine. Uh-huh. Like cake.
Red Bull should be like one bread. Of
it. Is it a no-carb diet?
It's a no-carb.
Or is it a low-carb?
No-carb.
So no oats, for example.
No oats.
Okay. Yeah.
No oats. But also, I then took the leap and right. I got like this pack of like pre-cooked, pre-prepared food smoothies and all of that stuff. So it's wonderful because I don't actually have to think about it. All I need to do is take packs out of the fridge.
But did you this morning eat one?
No, I don't eat the pack in the morning, but in my car is a smoothie.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I will have a smoothie in the car. But
great.
And then when you were talking about how, because you don't have the boy this week, this is the thing about single mothers. And
Shared
custody.
Time
off. Yeah. We get time off, Belinda.
Look, the bonus.
You don't know about this.
No.
The bonus of divorce is actually that I get a little bit of free time.
Correct.
But I had been working so hard over the past week that as soon as he left to go be with his daddy, and he's having a good time, he's on a holiday, mm-hmm. I collapsed. I actually had a breakdown. And I'm not joking about it. It was bad. I had to go to bed, and I stayed in bed for 24 hours.
Really? With the windows closed and
nobody else in the bed, as referring to the earlier magnet story.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Which is also makes it harder to recover.
But I kept asking my angels, like, can I get up now? Can I get up now? I got stuff to do. And they said...
And your hands kept... cementing together.
They were like a no. And so then I disobeyed. So I'm really human. So I got up and I tried to go to an appointment and my car broke down and actually prevented me from going to the appointment.
Bad luck, burnout.
I'm telling you.
Bad luck, burnout.
And it's not as if they were being punishing me, but they were saying,
stay home.
You're not fit.
Yes.
Like, stay home.
You're not healthy.
I'm so glad they let you get out of bed to come here today.
Here I am.
Look at you with rosy cheeks and everything.
I've been in bed since last Friday. What's today?
Wednesday.
I've never heard of anybody doing something like that and still living their best life.
There she is.
Well,
no debt.
I've been in bed since last Friday. That for me is better than going to the bush.
There you go. So I'll get divorced. It's a really great thing.
You remember we spoke about this vault that I have?
But the burnout, Shannon, mm-hmm. Like all our conversations, I'm so drawn to talking because... The thing about flow, and the thing which is quite exciting for me also mm-hmm. about the event, is that finding the various aspects of your life and putting them in sync.
So yeah, what's working and what's not working. So some people are really good at money, and some people are in really functional relationships, mm-hmm. you know, and some people are, they have a great faith life, they really hand things over to God, and they're really in a state of surrender and flow. So we're working on all three aspects. Maybe one of you, maybe you're rocking in one area and you're suffering in another area. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're going to, I won't say attack, because that's a very negative way of looking at it. We're going to weave it all together.
Mm. Because the thing about the burnout, and you don't even know it when it's coming. And I think a lot of girls have this. You talk to a lot, and at this time of the year in particular, where we've been going through, you know, we're in the ninth month, crying out loud. And we're just like...
So what are the symptoms? Losing my sense of humor, that's a big one. Getting irritated and shouting at people who are working for me. So I have an assistant who does my scheduling. I have a house cleaner who comes to my house. The mechanic who was working on my car yesterday. Mm-hmm. So there are people that I feel, you know, wrongly or rightly that I am in charge of or that I pay. They're very easy for me to shout at. And then I notice myself getting crabby and moody and mean. And I'm like, this is not me. This is not, as you say, this is not my best self.
Right.
So then I put myself to bed. I gave myself a time out. And I pulled myself together.
As all mummies know, time out works.
Sometimes.
But parents need to put themselves on time out as well, it seems.
Apparently, it does work. See, my sense of humor is slightly back.
I think it's just the company.
Ever so slanky.
It's definitely the company.
And the things to be working on, are the kind of questions you should be asking yourself to figure out if you're in flow.
Yeah.
What are the kinds of things we should be asking ourselves? Mm-hmm. If I'm thinking, I've got a great life, I've got a great sex life, I've got a great money life, but I don't pay all my bills. If some of the relationships are a little strained sometimes, how does one recognize all of this?
What makes you cry?
cry?
What makes you cry? Well, okay, what makes you freeze? What makes you shut down? Like, we were talking with our other colleague out there in the lobby, and she says, I haven't been in a relationship in years and I don't want to, mm-hmm. although I feel lonely. Okay, well, that seems like there's a little conflict going on, mm-hmm. an internal conflict. I don't want to be in a relationship. I feel lonely. Something's not working. Something's not gelling.
So what makes you cry and what makes you shut down?
Yeah, what makes
gives you those icky feelings?
What just makes you have, now let's go back to you. What makes you have, okay, you're being very honest about it, thanks. Mm-hmm. What makes you have horrible physical symptoms like a migraine? Mm-hmm. What makes you have big, bad stomach cramps? What makes you, God forbid, develop serious diseases? You know, we got to look at that and look at it now while we still have a chance to change our path. We can change our own paths.
That's the magic.
That's crazy too.
It's
that's
true.
The magic, hey?
I'm driving my own life. I'm deciding.
That is, for me, that's the magic. Mm-hmm. That's the magic when you can go to bed. You know this about me and sleeping. Like,
yes.
I really love sleeping.
Yes.
But I do. I love my sleep.
Mm.
But you have like days on end where you can't shut your brain down enough to sleep because there's everything, you're like making the lists and you're running things, scenarios
in
your
mind. Isn't that like closer towards month end?
Also, so it can be money related, or it can be we have many, many, many pots on the boil. We have many events, many tasks, many assignments coming up.
And you just can't shut down your mind. The month end thing, guys. Like,
it's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real thing for, and like you say, for a lot of women who are not addressing it and who are thinking that they are going at it alone.
Burnout.
And I think that, you know, for this session, for your workshop on Saturday, these are things where a lot of women are going to be getting together and saying, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. There are hundreds of other women who are going through the same thing.
Why are we having this in person? And why are we having, you know, we hope to have up to 250 people in the room. Mm-hmm. Why are we having it together? Because God's field of grace is around us all the time, but we're not aware of it. So my exercise, you know, you said what are our interactive exercises going to be, is I'm going to have each of us reach out and touch each other. So here, I'm taking Belinda's hand and I'm taking Pumi's hand. And you have life force energy. You have chi, and so do you. You have life force energy, and so do I, even though it's slightly diminished because of my burnout.
So we're sending you some of ours.
So,
okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheese on its way.
We're all exchanging like big copper wires, you know, some. And what is God's grace? God's grace is that energy that it's my life. It's my life force. I'm alive. I'm here. Thanks be to God. So if we can exchange that and be aware that there's this grid of love energy amongst us, there's a reason for us to all be in the same room.
Shannon, and being in the same room, does that mean tapping into a specific, whatever that may be, spirituality? Or does someone arrive quite open to whatever could happen on the day?
Your own spirituality is your own spirituality. So if you're Hindu, that's terrific.
Yes.
You know, God bless you. That's fine.
Right.
You know, I think God is way, way, way bigger than any particular religious construct that humans have made. So I say God. You know, you could say the universe.
Okay.
That's fine.
So this is, again, complete tangent, but very related.
Okay.
It's a tangent from your thing. It has to do with the way that we humans see
right.
each other. You know, we see each other because we're human. Mm-hmm. And so we ascribe to that life force, higher power, what we see with our humanness.
God creates man in his own image.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
A friend of mine was telling me this about why we like have never why we've never discovered other life forms on other planets.
Because we wouldn't recognize them.
Because we can't recognize anything that's not like us.
You know, with sparkly antenna.
Oh, yeah, because they're not carbon-based like us.
Maybe.
And that's the thing also about whatever chi, life force, Krishna, all of that, is it's like us. It's like what we, but it all is actually like the same thing. It's like a big, in my mind, right? It's like a big fluffy cloud.
Oh, do you see a cloud? I see wires. I see like glowing copper wires that are connecting all of us. And there's a huge magical, almost like a physics exercise, you know, but a huge matrix type grid that's all around the world that's like on fire with power.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. That's sex, money, and angels.
A very different way of looking at it.
Sex, Money, and Angels.
Pumi Mashiko is our fantastic MC. We'll be there with me, Shannon Walbrand, Kagiso Msimango, and Donna McCallum.
Say Kagiso again. I love it.
Oh, my, my American accent. Thanks a lot.
You've tried.
I gave it my best.
No, we love it. We love it. You must, you know, Kagiso Msimango. This has been Womandla. Totally punting this because I think the power of every woman is much more powerful if it's in flow.
Together.
And right. Definitely together. And yeah. Here's a whole room of girls trying to find the flow together. Out here in Gauteng, all the details are on Quickit. Sex, Money, Angels. You can also just Google Sex, Money, and Angels. Thank you, Shannon.
Love you. Thanks.
Thank you for coming.
This is the perfect setting for us to talk. Thank you for hosting.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Belinda, thanks for coming. Definitely. I hope you come again.
I will definitely come again because we need to give feedback on the Sex, Money, and Angels.
Sex, Money, and Angels. This is Pumi Mashego. You have been listening to
Womandla on cliffcentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.